Greg, thanks for doing an interview with us. Appreciate being here. Tell me about today's sentencing hearing. There wasn't a big surprise to the result, but still an important thing to go through today.
It is. I mean, sentencing is a requirement of every judge in a case where somebody's been found guilty, and it's a right of a defendant to be sentenced by the judge. This case is somewhat unique from your average case because the jury made a special finding. It's a first-degree murder case, and the jury, as you recall, found that Leroy Dick Jr. killed a law enforcement officer who was in uniform, who was performing his duties. And because of that finding, there was really only one sentence the judge could give. It was a mandatory 99-year term. He's not eligible for either discretionary or mandatory parole. But there is a fail-safe, if you will, in the statute that after a defendant serves 50% of their sentence, they can apply to the court for a modification or reduction of their sentence.
You mentioned something today that I didn't know before, which was that you had interacted with Tom Madole years ago. Can you explain what that was and how that came about?
Yeah, since 2001, I've been an instructor at the Village Public Safety Officer Academy down in Sitka, and all the new VPSOs have to go through that academy. And I have taught up until this year a section of criminal law and criminal laws of arrest, laws of search warrants. Tom was in one of those classes several years ago when he became a VPSO. And we weren't close by any means, and I've dealt with a lot of law enforcement officers throughout the state. But I distinctly recall him. He was a stand-up person. He was clearly a leader of his group, of the group of VPSOs there, and was respected by them. And from back then, I knew him as a good person.
What about this case stood out to you?
Well, I think a couple things. I mean, there are no winners in cases like this. I mean, I go into court and I prosecute somebody, and sure, the jury found him guilty. But beyond that, looking at the people involved, the Leroy Dick Jr.'s family have lost. Luann Madole and her children and grandkids have lost. And no matter what the system does, and it worked, it did what it was supposed to do, but we can never deal with that. It exists in every case, but I think it stood out really strong in this case. I recall at the end of the trial, and I think you also saw and reported on how the interaction between Luann Madole and Leroy Dick Jr.'s mother
there in the atrium of the court just after the verdict.
That's correct. I mean, they met. She had met, as I understand it, the weekend prior. There was a dedication of the public safety VPSO building, and she went to that community event, and then she met with Leroy's mother. But that stood out for me. And I think the other thing that stood out, and I don't see this regularly, and it's a very incredibly hard thing, was the element of forgiveness that Luann Madole expressed.
I heard it today. It was incredibly powerful. I think everyone in the courtroom was moved to hear that. And probably even since that during the trial, you probably had a number of interactions with her. What was your take on her coming through this terrible process?
I think that it was a terrible thing for her. It was a horrible thing for her. But she had the ability that many people do, but a lot of people don't, that she was able to step back and rely on her faith and use that as her ability to move forward and deal with life and deal with the situation. And I think that helped her, obviously, that her faith was the same faith that Tom had, and they lived that faith together.
Leroy Dick, an easy man to prosecute for you?
That's a tough question. I mean, my job is to prosecute people. What he did was wrong. The sentence he received ultimately was the correct sentence. I said during the sentencing that every murder is wrong, but in my view, we ask law enforcement officers to do for us that we things that we can't do for ourselves. And the VPSO is particularly placed in a situation that they do more than most law enforcement officers would do. Was it an easy case to prosecute? It was.
Was he an easy person to prosecute?
You know, I don't know how to answer that. My job was to prosecute him. I did that. What he did was evil. Is he an evil person? I don't know. I've seen people that I, in my view, are much more evil than he is. Whatever the circumstances were, what he did was wrong. And he's paying that price now.
Greg, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.